On one hand, we want to want to thank you for your salvation, for what you've done, but we also make this vow to follow you on this path of righteousness.
愿你的话语今天能够感动我们弟兄姐妹。
May your word touch all the brothers and sisters here.
愿你的灵与我们同在。
May your spirit be with us.
感激祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
阿门。大家请坐。
Please be seated.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
新年好。
Yeah, Happy New Year.
好，今天我要分享的经文，与大家一起分享的，还是在约翰一书。
And so today I'll continue to share from First John.
等一下，我们一起来读一下吧，就三四节经文。
Let's read a few verses from the Bible.We're reading Chinese.
约翰一书一章七节。
First John chapter 1:7.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子的宝血也洗净我们一切的罪。我们若说自己无罪，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的。欲要洗净我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也在我的心中。好。
Chapter 1, verse 7 and through 10. But we walk in the light as he himself is in the light. We have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin,We are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us.
好，每次读到这些经文的时候，我心里真是非常的感动。
And so every time I read these verses, I'm always touched in my heart.
因为神的话语在这里大大的震撼了我。
Because his words just moved me so.
因为我们这些重生得救的基督徒应该都有这样的经历。
Because as reborn Christians, we all have this similar experience.
如果我们在罪中，如果我们不信耶稣，我们就会一直活在罪中，也会死在罪中。
And because before we were living in sin, and if we do not believe in Jesus, then we'll continue to live in sin, and then also die in sin.
耶稣在约翰福音中有这样说过，约翰福音八章二十一节。
So Jesus once said in John chapter 8,
耶稣又对他们说，我要去了，你们要找我，并且你们要死在罪中，我所去的地方你们不能到。
He said again to them, I go away and you will seek me and will die in your sin. Where I'm going, you cannot come.
犹太人说，他说，我要去的地方你们不能到，难道他要自尽吗？
So the Jews were saying, surely he will not kill himself, will he? Since he says, where I'm going, you cannot come.
耶稣对他们说，你们是从下头来的，我是从上头来的。你们是属于这世界的，我是不属于这世界的。
And he was saying to them, You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world.
所以我对你们说，你们要死在罪中。你们若不信我是基督，必要死在罪中。
Therefore, I said to you that you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins.
这个不信神的人是不懂耶稣说的话的。
So those who do not believe in God may not understand what he just said.
就算信神的犹太人，他们也不懂耶稣说的话。
Even for the Jews, who believe in God, they did not understand what Jesus meant.
我们没有认识神的时候，也不懂这些话的。
And so before we come to know God, we also did not understand what he just said.
记得我刚信神的时候，心里想的是要从那里神那里得好处的。
And I still remember when I first began to believe in God, I have this desire to want to gain some benefits for myself from God.
我们哪里会想到那个罪的事情呢？
And I never thought of anything about in regards to sin.
我想在座的弟兄姐妹大概也有不少有这样的感觉。
And I think most of you here also have similar feeling towards this.
当时不论是为了学位啊，或者是为了找工作啊，或者申请身份啊，或者为了戒掉一些坏习惯，比如说抽烟喝酒啊。
And so, because at the time, probably our motivation may differ. Some of us may be motivated by trying to get a degree or finding a job or getting our residence status changed or trying to get rid of some bad habits such as drinking or smoking.
不管怎么样，为了一些目的，然后我们就信了耶稣。
So regardless of whatever motivation we have, it's always because there's a certain motivation that causes us to, that led us to believe in Jesus.
但是信了耶稣之后，我想很多弟兄姐妹和我一样。
But after I believe in Jesus, I think most brothers and sisters will agree that we see things different.
我发现一扇光明的大门向我打开了。
Because I discovered a door of light.Had been opened to me.
这感觉就像是走出了一个黑暗的山洞。
It felt like I walked out of a dark tunnel.
或者就像是一个电影里面，你进了一个房间，走到了一面墙，那里有一扇门，你推开了那扇门。
Or it's like a movie scene where you walk into a room, you walk up to the wall, and there's a door in that wall, and you open up that door.
你打开那扇门，你就发现前面是广阔的天地，一眼望不到头。
And once you open up that door and walk through that door, and you discover the whole space opens up. It's just endless space.
然后你就像站在山顶上，看着前面广阔的天地，就感觉是那样的美好。
It's also as if you're standing on top of a mountain and the whole world lay in front of you. It's such a great feeling.
我是记得信主以后，一切真的是非常美好。
So I remember after I believe in the Lord, it has just such a good feeling, this great feeling.
慢慢的，当时求主的一些困难，主都帮我一样一样的解决了。
And at the time, all the challenges I brought before the Lord, He helped me to overcome them.
后来呢，也学了不少圣经，我发现主给我们预备的。远远不止于只是解决生活上的一些困难。
Slowly after we study more and more of the Bible, then I realized that what the Lord had prepared for us is way more than just simply overcoming those challenges and difficulties.
主给我们预备最好的事情就是他赦免了我们的罪孽。
And the best thing that He prepared for us is the forgiveness of our sins.
那什么是罪孽呢？我上次的时候呢讲了一些，今天就不重复讲了。
So what are sins? So I talked about that last time, so I won't go into detail this time.
我们知道凡是不符合神的标准就是罪。
But to put it simply, we know that anything that's not up to God's standards, that those are sins.
耶稣说的话是不错的，世上的人都要死在罪中。
So Jesus was right when he said that.All the people on this earth will die in sin.
什么叫死在罪中呢？这个死就是与神隔绝。
But what does it mean to die in sin? It means that you are separated from God.
一个人活在世界上的时候，肉体上是活着，但如果他与神无关，在神面前他就是死的。
So when a person is alive living on earth, even though his body is alive, but if he has no relationship with God, then from God's perspective, he's dead.
神有神的标准，符合神标准的就是活着，不符合神标准的就是罪人，就是死人。
So God has His standards. So if you're living up to that standard, then you're alive. But if you're not living up to that standard, you're a sinner and you're dead.
弟兄姐妹就要问了，什么是神的标准？
And so brothers and sisters may be asking, so what are the standards of God?
是不是犹太人那些旧约的规矩呢？是不是那些旧约的规矩我们也要遵守呢？
So are these standards those Old Testament that do we also need to obey those laws?
应该不是的，因为在犹太人之前就有义人。
I think not because even before the Israelites there are those who are considered righteous.
在创世纪六章八节九节，唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。
So if we take a look at Genesis chapter 6 verse 8, it says, But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
挪亚的后代记在下面，挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人，挪亚与神同行。
And verse 9, these are the records of the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his time. Noah walked with God.
什么是义人？挪亚是个义人，为什么呢？
So what is a righteous man? Noah is a righteous man. Why?
因为挪亚与神同行。挪亚称为义人，是他完全听神的话。
Because Noah walked with God, and so that's the reason why he was called a righteous man. It was because he listened completely to God's commandments.
耶稣对法利赛人说话的时候，那些法利赛人是义人吗？
So when Jesus spoke to the Pharisees, or were they considered as righteous?
他们尽量遵守这个旧约的各种各样的规矩，但是守了这个旧约的规矩就是义人吗？
So they did everything they could to hold on to obey the laws of the Old Testament, but just because you obey those laws, does that make you a righteous person?
不是的，只有与神同行的人才是义人，单单信神是不够，要与神同行。
No, that's not enough. It's that you need to walk with God in order to be a righteous person. Just believe in him is not enough.
耶稣又说，你们又要死在罪中，这个罪中是什么意思？
And God, Jesus also said that you are to die in your sins. What does that mean?
这个罪中就是不讨神的喜悦。
So, in sin, when someone's in sin, it means that they're not pleasing to God, God is not pleased with them.
什么叫不讨神的喜悦？罗马书有这样的描述。
So what does that mean to not please God? So it's recorded. We could take a look at Book of Romans.
好，八章五节，因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
Chapter 8, verse 5 says, "For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit."
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace.
原来体贴肉体的就是与生为仇，因为不服神的律法，也是不能服。
Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so.
凡是属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
And those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
好，这里就讲得很清楚啊，体贴肉体的就是死。
So here it clearly says those who are mindful of the flesh is death.
这下就麻烦了，那吃喝玩乐就是死，那吃喝玩乐不是每天大家都在忙碌的事吗？
So here's a dilemma. So if eating, drinking, and being merry is death, then isn't that something that we do every day? People do every day?
难道我们日常的生活就是死吗？
Does that mean that our daily lives will lead us to death?
不是的。在刚才这个肉体之前还有个形容词叫做体贴。
But that's not actually the case, because if you pay attention, before that description, there's an adjective. It means to be mindful of.
这个字我们就很明白，这个是很形象化的，就是爱护加上爱护，极其宝贝的意思。
So this now with that adjective, now we understand this because this is very visual. It means it's talking about caring on top of caring. It means we're treasuring certain things.
正常的吃喝玩乐不是死。
So the normal eating and drinking and being merry will not lead to death.
只有体贴肉体的才是死。
But however, when you're saying your mind on the flesh, that is what leads to death.
Yeah. 我们中国人这点的比较有体会啊。
So I think as Chinese, we might have a deeper understanding of this.
就说这个吃吧，世界上有哪一国哪一族的人能和我们这个中国人相比？这个在吃上面。
So in terms of understanding of what's good to eat, what can be in, I don't think there's another country or another group of people who knows this better than we do.
法国人
，or maybe French. Some people.
反正我们每天要花很多时间在准备这个吃的东西上面，花很多时间。
So, but every day we spend so much time preparing for food.
就说吃的东西嘛，我一直觉得我们吃的东西食材已经很好了。
So, for example, in terms of food, you know, what's good to eat. I felt that normally the stuff that we eat are pretty good. We have access to pretty good food materials for to
prepare.
So we have chickens, ducks, meats, and fish. So we have all sorts of these things, access to all these things.
就讲一个故事吧。
But I just want to share a little story.
若干年前呢，有一个同学来我这里玩。
So a couple of years ago, I had old classmate who came in to visit me.
他去了一趟这个温哥华的华埠，就是北面那个温哥华的那个 Chinatown.
So we went to Canada's Vancouver Chinatown.
他看看这边店那个这边吃的东西，那边吃的东西都没什么兴趣。
And so as we were browsing, looking for things to eat, this old classmate didn't seem to be that excited.
但他呢看见一个鱼翅店，就是鲨鱼翅的店，这个卖鲨鱼翅的店。
Until we came upon a shop that deals with shark fins.
然后呢他就有了兴趣，然后就问老板，这是哪一种哪一类的，他很有研究的。
And all of a sudden, he got very interested, and he was asking the proprietor what kind of fish that is, and etc. And so, asking very, very knowledgeable questions. He seems like is to be very knowledgeable in this field.
这个同学也不是厨师，也不是很富有的人，他就和我一样，是普通打工的。
So, this classmate, he's not a chef, or he's not somebody who's very wealthy. He's just.Like me, just a salary worker.
大概就是在一个国营的公司里面工作吧，就这个普通人，他能够这样的吃喝。
And so, but he was working at a state-owned company, and again, he's just a salary worker. Yet he could seem to have access to these really high-quality food.
Yeah, so 他对这个很有研究。那就看看这个其他的普通人，那个我们那边的啊，在那中国那边的，是多么讲究吃喝了。
And so that kind of give me a glimpse of how people treat the food, how they view food in, for example, in mainland.
以前不觉得这个随从肉体、体贴肉体有什么错，现在读来，这是神不喜悦的事情。
So before I didn't realize anything wrong with being mindful of the flesh, but now that after I read the Bible, it seems like these things are not, do not please God.
所以八章六节又说体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
That's why in chapter 8 verse 6 it says the mindset on the spirit is life and peace.
这就是活人的一个定义，体贴圣灵。
Isn't that the very definition of a living person is to be set the mind on the spirit?
圣灵从哪里来？是耶稣带下来的。
And where does the Holy Spirit come from? Our Lord Jesus brought it down from heaven.
所以我们读耶稣的话，耶稣在八章二十四节说，你们要死在罪中，就刚才所读的，你们若不信我是基督，必要死在罪中。
And that's why in verse 24, Jesus said, Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins.
所以这是绝对没有错的，不信耶稣的就没有得到圣灵，死要死在罪中。
So that's absolutely true. So if you do not believe in Jesus, then you don't have the Holy Spirit, and you will die in sin.
因为圣灵带领我们，教导我们怎样才能爱神，才能讨神的喜悦。
Because the Holy Spirit guides us and teaches us so to how to love God and how to please Him.
我们今天要讲的一点就是，我们的人。活在这个世上，不是要做了多少坏事才有罪。
So one point I want to make is that today, as we live on this earth, it's not that we don't do anything, violate any laws, and then therefore we do not sin.
圣灵说，体贴肉体的就是死。
Because the Holy Spirit said, whoever those that set their mind on the flesh is death.
地上有多少人不体贴肉体呢？
And so, how many people on this earth do not set their minds on the flesh?
即使是犹太人，不论他们多么的敬虔，多么守犹太的律法，他们没有耶稣所赐的圣灵，圣灵就是像一个门外的人。
So even for the Jews, regardless, no matter how godly they may be, no matter how they hold on to the old laws, If they do not have the Holy Spirit, they're just like any other person standing outside the door.
所以他们不能体贴圣灵，他们也就不能讨神的喜悦。
Because they have no way to be mindful of the Holy Spirit, and so therefore they cannot be pleasing to God.
耶稣又对他们说：“你们是从下头来的，我是从上头来的。你们属于世界，我不属于世界。”
And that's why Jesus said to them, "You are from below; I am from above. You are of this world; I'm not of this world."
年轻的弟兄姐妹很少想这个问题。
So younger brothers and sisters.Seldom think of this question.
我们在这个世界上活着是暂时的。
And as we live on this earth, it's transitory. It's very short term.
人都想一直活下去，这个但是没有人做得到。
So we all want to live forever, but no one could accomplish that.
从古至今，无数的人都试过了。
From ancient times till today, many countless people tried.
就是想多活几年都很难。
It's hard to just even trying to live a few more years.
我们既然在这个世界上只能活着短短的一百年，就不应该想着在这个世界上要怎样怎样。我们要想着天上的事。
And since we only get to live on this earth for a max maybe 100 years, then we shouldn't set our minds on so much on thinking how to live on this earth.
耶稣说：“我所去的地方，你们不能到。”
But rather, we should set our minds on things of heaven, because Jesus said that where I go, you cannot go.
耶稣是天上神的儿子，他所去的地方我们不能到。
Because Jesus is the Son of God, and so wherever he goes, we can't go.
但有什么办法让我们能够到他的地方去呢？
But what will allow us to be in the same place as he?
就是要我们要认自己的罪，只有认自己的罪，耶稣的宝血才能洗净我们的罪孽。
And the path to that is that we must recognize our own sins, and only then can the precious blood of Jesus cleanse us of our sins.
就是像我们刚才所读的一章九节，就是我们若认自己的罪，神是信实是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
As we just read from chapter 1, verse 9, it says, If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们所信的耶稣基督和世界上其他人所拜的宗教是不一样的。
So the Jesus whom we believe in is completely different from all the other religions on earth.
那些其他人所信的佛教啊、印度教啊，或者是其他教，他们没有认罪悔改这个概念。
And so for those other religions that people believe in, whether it's Buddhism or Hinduism or any other religion, they don't have the concept of repentance.
他们有的会有这些做好事来抵消他们的罪，用钱财来抵消他们的罪的概念。
So they do have this concept of doing good deeds or using money to cancel out their sins.
即使是这些伊斯兰教、犹太教这些一神教，主要还是靠守这样的规矩来避免犯罪。
So even in monotheistic religions such as Islam or Judaism, the main thing they believe in is to abide by various rules to avoid committing sins.
他们这些如果犯了罪的话，他是靠钱财或者是靠牛羊来赎罪，祭物来赎罪。
And so in these religions, if they do, they did end up sinning, then they could spend money or offering up sacrificial animals to repent, to cancel out their sins.
但是我们今天要讲的是，我们靠耶稣基督的宝血来洗净我们的罪孽。
But today what we're talking about is using the precious blood of our Lord Jesus to cleanse us of our sins.
世界上有多少人会认为自己是罪人呢？
So how many people on earth will admit that they are themselves are sinners?
在我没有成基督徒之前，我不认为自己是罪人。我最多认为自己是不太好的人。
But before I became a Christian, I would not accept that I am a sinner. At max, at the most, I would say that I might not be a good, very good person.
那时候我认为好人就是特别善良的人。
So at the time before I became a believer, I thought that.A good person or somebody who's especially kind.
有一个例子，去年我回国的时候碰到一个表姐。
So for example, last year when I went back to China, I met a older cousin of mine.
她说，我奶奶人特别好，就像菩萨一样。
And she said that, my grandma, grandma is just such a great person. She's like a Buddha, as kind as a Buddha.
她叫我奶奶，叫外婆啊，就是这当然是。她呢，我一听呢，就心里就一动。难道这个菩萨样子的人就是好人吗？
And so when I heard that, all of a sudden it stirred a thought in me. It's like I was thinking, so does it mean that whoever's like a Buddha, like Buddha, is a good person?
其实不要说菩萨是个偶像，在我们认为的话，就是说特别善良的人，看上去很善良的人，就是好人吗？
So if we cast that aside, cast the fact that Buddha is an idol.Let's just say someone who's especially kind and generous.
这我奶奶连什么罪她都不明白，她怎么就成了一个好人了呢？就是因为她。
So is it just anyone who's kind and generous is considered a good person? For example, my grandma who doesn't even know that she's a sinner, can she be considered as a good person?
这些人都没有认识到自己罪人的人，这就是一个认知的问题，而不是一个是非的问题。
And so.Most people on this earth do not recognize the fact that they are sinners. So it's that's what it's just truly about, recognition of the fact that you are a sinner.
路加福音五章三十二节，耶稣对法利赛人说。
So in Luke chapter 5 verse 32, Jesus said to the Pharisees,
我来本不是召义人悔改，乃是召罪人悔改。
I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
难道世界上还有不需要悔改的人吗？
So, are there any people on this earth that do not require, do not need to repent?
那些法利赛人认为自己是义人。
So, the Pharisees, they thought they were righteous.
耶稣这话就是对那些自认为义人的人说的。
So, what Jesus said was targeted towards those people who thought they themselves.Are righteous.
你们也是罪人，你们也要悔改。
And what he's saying basically is that you are also sinners, and so you therefore you need to repent.
这个路加福音啊，这个是八章九节。
In Luke chapter 18 verse 9.
我们看看屏幕就好。好，我就念一下啊。耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人、藐视别人的设一个比喻。
And he also told this parable to some people who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and view others with contempt.
说你们两个人上殿去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector.
法利赛人站着自言自语祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索不义奸淫。我也不像这个税吏，我一个 ，sorry。
The Pharisee stood and was praying this to himself. God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector.
我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都献上十分之一。
I fast twice a week. I pay tithes of all that I get.
那税吏就远远的站着，举目望天都不敢。只垂着胸说：“神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。”
But the tax collector, standing some distance away, was even unwilling to lift up his eyes to heaven, but was beating his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, the sinner."
大家注意这个经文啊！大家看见这个是法利赛人的祷告。
So, pay attention to this. So, this was a prayer from a Pharisee.
他每提神一次，就提到我很多次。
So for every time he mentioned God, he mentioned himself like a lot more times.
在法利赛的人的眼里，他自己是多么的义，多么的好，好到就不需要再改什么了。
So in his own eyes, he felt he's so righteous, he's so good. There's nothing that he needed to change.
那个税吏连看神举目望天也不敢。
But yet for the tax collector, he didn't dare even to lift up his eyes to look to God.
这样的话，神看重的最要紧的是悔改的心。
So, but what God cares the most is a repentful heart.
神是厌恶罪恶的。
For He hates sin.
但是神啊，喜悦愿意悔改的罪人。
But God is pleased with a sinner who is willing to repent and change.
我们一定要明白自己的地位，不论不是我们有什么好。
So we must clearly understand our own position. It's not because how good we are.
因为我们有一颗愿意悔改的心，神才会喜悦我们。
But rather, it is because we have a repentful heart, and it's only because of that fact then God is pleased, will be pleased with us.
我听到过一个事情，也不知道合不合适啊，就讲一下。
So I heard this particular event. I'm not sure if it's an appropriate example, but I just want to share here.
我有一个同事呢，是个印度的天主教徒，他是印度天主教徒。
So I have a coworker who is a Indian Catholic.
他说呢，靠近那个印度缅甸的地方呢，有很多佛教徒。
And so he said that the boundary close to Myanmar, there are many Buddhist believers.
那些佛教徒可爱惜生命了。
They absolutely value life greatly.
他们整天讲就是讲不可杀生，不可杀生。
Because all they talk about every day is about not to kill a life.
大家知道这个扫地的扫帚。在地上扫不就可能杀死了蚂蚁了吗？
For example, so when you're brushing the ground with a broom, sometimes when you're during the brushing motion, you might squash an ant or two.
他们呢就用这个羽毛呢来做扫帚。
And so because of that, they changed to use feathers for the broom broom part.
他们平时看上去是很善良的人，常常做善事。
And so on the surface, they seem to be such.Gentle people, generous people, they always do these philanthropic things.
但是就是这些佛教徒，他们和穆斯林的罗兴亚人起了争执。
But it's this very same group of Buddhist believers, they had a conflict with the Rohingya Muslims.
这些佛教徒呢，就杀了很多的穆斯林。
And so these Buddhist believers, they kill a lot of Muslims.
所以我也不想去了解这件事的详细的，但心里想。
So I don't want to go into the details, but I thought to myself,
那些做善事的人，莫不是就是为了他们自己的利益和好处去装装样子的呢？
So these people, they did all these good deeds. Did they do it just for themselves, for their own benefit?
就像圣经里的法利赛人一样。如果这一切只是装装样子，但是心里没有悔改。
So is this all just for show? Just like the Bible, what Bible records of the Pharisees. So if everything they do is just for show, it's just outward, but in their heart they don't have true repentance.
难道不是圣经里说的，用嘴唇亲近我，心里远离我？
And isn't that just like what the Bible said where it says that you kiss me with your lips, but yet your heart is far away from me?
圣经里有一段挺重要的话记在马太福音三章七到十一节。
So Bible also recorded this very important passage, and it was recorded in Matthew chapter 3, verse 7 through 11.
是施洗约翰对法利赛人说的。
Is what it records what John the Baptist said to the Pharisees.
好，我们就分一节一节轮着读吧。
It's also a message to the people of this world. So we'll alternate reading these passages.
我读中文，然后你读英文，一节一节啊。OK， 约翰看见许多法利赛人和撒都该人也来受洗，就对他们说：“毒蛇的种类，谁指使你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？”
Verse 8. Therefore, bear fruit in keeping with repentance.
不要自己心里说有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗，我告诉你们，神能从石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。
Verse 10, the axe is already laid at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改，但那在我以后来的能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配，他要用圣灵与火与你们给你们施洗。
Verse 12, his winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clear his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
一个偷窃的人或者是一个杀人的人。
So, for someone who steals or someone who's a murderer,
他如果不是精神问题的话，他自己知道他是犯罪的。
If they don't have any mental issues, then they know in their heart that they have committed sin.
你对一个偷窃的人说, 你这是犯罪, 不可以再犯罪了。
So if you say to someone who stole and said that you have committed sin and you cannot sin again,
那人说, 我认罪, 但是我不悔改。
And but if that person responds saying, yes, I have committed sin, but he does not change and he does not repent.
人要没有悔改的心, 那他是没有得救, 有没有得救呢?
So if a person who does not have a heart of repentance, is he truly saved?
No, 没有。
No.
施洗约翰说, 3:8节, 你们要结出果子来, 与悔改的心相称。
That's why John the Baptist said in chapter 3, verse 8, it says, therefore bear fruit in keeping with repentance.
所以, 我们看见施洗约翰就给那些法利赛人收洗。
And so we saw that John the Baptist baptized the Pharisees.
他就跟他们说, 你们即使受了水洗, 但你没有悔改的心, 也是没有得救的。
But he said that even though you've been baptized with water, but because you do not have the heart of repentance, you can still cannot be saved.
然后他要对那些法利赛人说, 你们要等待那位用圣灵与火与你们施洗的救主。
And he told the Pharisees that you will wait for that one, the Savior, who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
所以你看我们这些受洗, 受圣灵受洗的, 这些基督的门徒, 是我们是多么的有福。
So in comparison, how lucky we are as Christians that we've been baptized with the Holy Spirit.
这是多宝贵, 我们的受的洗是神, 我们的神儿子, 神的儿子, 耶稣基督所赐下的水洗。
And so how precious this is. Our baptism is done by the water given to by the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们如果在受洗以后, 能够结出果子来, 就能够与悔改的心相称。
And so if after we've been baptized that we could bear fruit, then we are truly keeping with repentance.
我们将来就能逃避, 神将来的愤怒。
And then we can escape the wrath of God.
这个世界上的人, 在这世界上活的时候, 不悔改, 将来在神那里, 就不能逃避神的愤怒。
And so the people of this world, since they do not repent while they're alive in this world, in the future, in front of God, they cannot escape from His wrath.
我们这些基督徒在这个世界上, 如果还犯罪, 不悔改,
so as Christians, if we have sinned and we do not repent,
耶稣基督就要将来, 手里拿起这个簸箕, 要扬进他的场。
And our Lord Jesus in the future will cleanse his heart, threshing ground.
这些话是对我们, 这些基督徒说的。
And so these things he actually said to us as Christians.
好, 我们在现在看, 刚才是讲了一些这个罪, 我们现在看看这个, 我们对罪的这个认识是怎样的。
So let's take a look at our understanding of sin.
这个对罪的认识呢，是在这个保罗呢，在这个罗马书里面呢，讲了很多这个情况，我就来分享一下。So
in recognition of sin on that matter, Paul wrote a lot in the book of Romans.
好，我在罗马书开始的章节里面呢，保罗呢讲了对罪的认识是在大概我选了个在3章的经文里面。 3:9节 是这些, 这个非基督徒, 他是怎样认识这个罪的。
And so Paul wrote about how non-Christians recognize sin, and this is recorded in chapter 3 of book of Romans.
我们也是分开读, 就是我读一节, 你读一节, 3:9节。
So again, we'll rotate, alternate reading from the pulpit.
这却怎么样呢? 我们比他们强吧? 绝不是的, 因为我们已经证明 犹太人和希利尼人都在罪恶之下。
Verse 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, not even one.
没有明白的，没有寻求神的。
Verse 12, all have turned aside, together they have become useless. There is none who does good, there is not even one.
他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓, 他们用舌头弄诡诈，嘴唇里有毁舌的毒气。
Verse 14, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness.
杀人流血，他们的腿飞跑，所轻啊 ，sorry.
Verse 16, destruction and misery are in their paths.
平安的路，他们未曾知道。
Verse 18, there is no fear of God before their eyes.
我们晓得，在律法上的话，都是对律法之下的人说的，好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都伏在神的审判之下。
Verse 20, because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for though through the law comes the knowledge of sin.
这个就是保罗对犹太人说了这些话。
So Paul said these words to the Jews.
说的是犹太人在是在律法之下的人。
So this is talking about the Jews under the law.
即使他们有了律法，也会像世界上的人一样有以上所说的这些罪。
But even with those laws, they are just like the people of this world, and they will commit those sins that just mentioned above.
律法是让他们让犹太人明白他们也有这些罪。
So the law is to cause them to understand that they too have sin.
这些罪只要是你没有信耶稣基督就是会有的。
So these sins, as long as you're a non-believer, you will have these sins.
这个世界上的人在没有信主之前，或者他从来就没有认识过主，信过主。
So to the people of this world, before they come to know the Lord, or if they have never gotten to know the Lord,
他们呢并不觉得这些所说的呢是罪。
They wouldn't think that what we just read are considered sins.
他们觉得世上的人呢都在干这样的事情。
Because they felt like everyone is doing this.
他们不干就吃亏了。
And so you might have shortchanged yourself if you don't do the same thing.
我记得我以前没来美国之前那个时候在马路上都是不大敢问路的。
I remember myself before I came to the US, in China, when I was walking on the roads, I don't really feel comfortable about asking for directions.
因为那个时候不是现在那个时候有人明明知道是朝东，他会告诉你朝西。
Because we're not talking now, but back in those days, there are people who,even though they know that you may be facing east, they'll say that you're facing west.
更不要说去买东西。如果是你去买烟酒的话，或者去买香烟老酒的话。
And similar things as well, especially when you go out to buy things. For example, when you go buy a smoke, pack of smoke, or buy drinks, alcohol.
一半的概率你买到是假的。
There's a 50-50 chance that you might have bought of counterfeit stuff.
Yeah, 那个时候我住的是这个中国最大的城市了，更不说小的城市了。
And this is even happening back then in the larger cities that I live in, and so you could just imagine how things are in the smaller cities.
直到我这个信了主之后
，It's only after I become a believer
才知道有这么一本书把这个人性说得这么清楚。
Then I realized there's this book that just so clearly describes human nature.
我们从小到大好像没有一本书写了这样的字句的。
I don't remember
读过的那么多书里。
Growing up, I don't ever remember seeing another book that described this in such detail.
所以我就知道这本书不是从人来的。
And so because of that, I know that this book did not come from man.
原来我们的人性就是这样子，我刚才所读的经文里面这样子。
For it describes our nature so thoroughly, because that is our nature.
无非就是稍微好点，稍微坏一点。
The only difference between different people may be that some may be just slightly better, some might be slightly worse.
但本质上就是这样子的。
But the essence all there, that it describes our true nature.
没有信主的人根本没有认识到这一点。
And those who are non-believers, they do not understand this. They do not have this recognition.
就是他们不觉得这些是刚才所说的是罪。
Because they don't feel like these are sin.
即使他们犯了罪，也享受这罪中的快乐。
And they don't recognize that these are sins. And even if they have committed sins, they enjoy what they did.
就像我刚才讲的这个指路的这个例子。
So just like that example I just shared with you about giving people directions on the road.
他特意给你指相反的路。
So they on purpose they gave you wrong directions.
他这个享受这个最终之乐。
And they enjoy that that brought to them.
他享受他捉弄你，你去犯错，他产生的快乐。
And they enjoy tricking you, making you they enjoy the tricking you.
保罗呢讲这段话呢是对犹太人说的。
And so when Paul said this is to the Israelites.
犹太人是律法之下的人，他们知道这些律法。
So the Israelites, there are people under the law, so they know these law, they know about these laws.
但这些律法只是让他们知罪，他们要不要犯罪，还是他们自己决定的。
But these laws only there to allow them to recognize what are sins. But whether they violate those laws, it's up to them, it's their decision.
所以，不论是在律法之上，或者在律法之下的人，都是一样的本性。
So regardless of those people who are above the law or under the law, it's the same nature.
这个罪呢，就刻在人的本性里。
And for sin has been in marked in the heart of people.
这个犹太人呢有律法，他们如果还再有意犯罪的话，就是罪加一等。
And so for the Israelites, because they already have the laws, and so if they continue to sin, then that's like they're being even more sinful.
因为律法是叫人知罪，守律法并不是在神面前称义的法子。
Because the laws allow people to understand, to recognize that they have sinned, but ever not so that they could be called righteous before God.
Yeah, 犹太人他不是守律法吗？他为什么要把这个耶稣钉上十字架，要把基督徒送到监狱里去？他们就不陷害人吗？
Yes, the Israelites, they obey their laws, but yet they still crucify Jesus. And so why would they send him to prison? And don't they know that they're framing others? Aren't they also greedy?
这就说明这个律法只是让人知道罪，但是不解决这个罪的问题。
So again, this tells us that the law only allows people to recognize sin, but not solve the issue of sin.
一个不信耶稣的人，或者叫做一个天然人
，a non-believer, or you could call him a natural man.
他有时候是凭着良心做事，有时候就是背着良心做事。
So sometimes he may do things according to his conscience, and sometimes he may do opposite. He may go against his conscience.
他对罪是不认识的，他也不清楚神对罪的定义。
So he does not recognize sin, nor is he clear on what God's definition of sin is.
一个天然人甚至会享受犯罪所带来的快乐。
A natural man may even enjoy the pleasure that he receives from committing a sin.
这个大家知道，保罗不是一个不信神的这个天然人。
So as you all know, Paul is not a natural man who does not believe in God.
保罗那个时候叫扫罗，他是信神的，他是一个敬虔的犹太人。
So Paul at the time he was called Saul, he was actually a very godly Israelite.
他为他们的祖宗所传的律法可以大发热心。
He was zealous for the laws passed down by his forefathers.
但是他成了基督徒之后，他才明白神给犹太人的律法是让他们知道罪。
But only after he became a Christian, he realized that the laws that God gave to the Israelite is so that they could recognize sin.
他们并不能让他们在神面前称义。
But they can't use that.To call themselves righteous before God.
保罗的大发热心反而成为了魔鬼利用的工具。
His great zeal for God actually was being manipulated to be used as a tool by the enemy.
他自己也不知道，他还以为是神让他大发热心。
And he did not realize this. He thought that God allowed him to have this zealous heart.
但他不知道，他的大发热心只会让魔鬼开心。
But he did not realize that.The more zeal that he had, the more pleasure that the devil derived from.
那个犹太人他对什么是罪并不清楚，他们所做的就是执行律法。
So the Israelites, the non-believing Israelites, they do not understand what is sin. All they know is just to obey the law.
岂不知神的律法只是 让他们知道罪，明白罪，就警告他们不要犯罪。
But they don't recognize the fact that the laws are only there to allow them to recognize sin and to warn them not to commit sin.
保罗呢，又在罗马书的后面呢，后面一些经节呢，又讲了，他成了基督徒之后，他对罪的认识和认知。
And then towards the later part of the book, Paul mentioned that after he became a Christian, what his understanding of sin meant.
好，我们就间隔的读。
Okay, so again, we'll alternate.
罗马书七节。
Passage. So Romans chapter 7.
因为我所做的我自己不明白，我愿意的我并不做，我所厌恶的我都要去做。
And verse 16, but if I do the very things I do not want to do, I agree with the law, confessing that the law is good.
既是这样，就不是我做的，乃是我里面的罪做的。
And verse 18, for I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh, for the willing is present in me, but the doing of good is not.
故此我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。
Verse 20, but if I'm doing the very thing I do not want, I'm no longer the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me.
我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶和我同在。
In verse 22, for I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man.
但我觉得肢体另有个律和我心里的律交战，叫我裸去，把我裸去，叫我服从那肢体犯罪的律。好，弟兄姐妹有可能会觉得我要解释这段经文的话，就是让我知道，我会讲这个基督徒也会犯罪，没有良善。
So, brothers and sisters, you might think that I will.Explain this passage. The reason why I want to share this passage is that so I could share that it means it, this passage tells us that even Christians will sin.
我今天要分享的不是这样的信息。
And that we have no goodness, but that's not my message today.
我从这个经文从另一个角度来看，讲这段经文从另一个角度来看。
And so.So I want today I want to share this passage from a different perspective.
保罗是以前是个敬虔的犹太人，为了祖宗的律法，他就大肆迫害基督徒。
And so Paul used to be a godly Israelite, and so for the laws that's passed down from his forefathers, he persecuted Christians.
他在被大光打倒以后，他才明白，耶稣是神的儿子，自己重生得救了。
But after he was struck down by the great light, then he recognized that Jesus is the Son of the true God, and that he himself was reborn.
他对罪的看法和以前大不一样了。
And after he became a Christian, Paul has a different view on sin.
我们这些重生的基督徒也有这种感觉的。
And so, for us reborn Christians, we also have similar feeling.
我们以前不觉得是。罪的行为啊和言语啊，我们现在就觉得是罪了。
So the past actions or speeches, languages that we used to use that we didn't think they are sinful, but now we recognize them to be sinful.
不知道大家有没有和我一样的感觉
？I don't know if you all have the similar feeling.
举个例子，以前不觉得撒谎骗人有什么不可以，现在这样做的话，心里就会难受。
So for example, before I did not feel like telling a lie is any big deal, but now I feel differently. I feel very uncomfortable about doing it.
举个例子，上回我讲到的时候，我说现在我开车，我就让别人先走了，我自己慢慢的不出去抢了。
Another example is that in the previous message I shared, where nowadays when I drive, I don't mind people letting people in.When I drive.
就在前几周，有一次我开车，就别人就怎么叫别了我的车，就是没有位置也插在前面，然后他在前面还慢慢的开。
And so a few weeks ago, for example, I was driving and then someone else cut into my lane, and originally there was not a lot of space to begin with, but they insisted on cutting in. And also after they cut in front of me, then they drove very slow.
然后呢，我这个呢就又让我生气了。
And so I got angry.
然后呢，我也要开到他前面去，让他也尝尝这个滋味。
So I too want. So I drove in front of them and then instead cut in front of them instead.
但是我到一插到他前面去呢，我就心里就难受了，我就赶快开走了。我觉得这样做很不好，很不好。
But as soon as I cut in front of them, immediately I feel very uncomfortable inside of me, and so I didn't slow down, but rather I drove quickly ahead and out of the way.
我就知道这我心里的心灵圣灵让我难受。
So I know that inside my heart is the Holy Spirit that's causing me to feel very uncomfortable.
这个保罗这里所描写的就是一个基督徒对罪的感觉。
So what Paul described here is the feeling a Christian gets towards sin.
不是我们犯罪比以前多了。
And it's not because we actually committed more sins than before.
而是我们现在对罪非常非常的敏感。
But rather we have become more even more sensitive to sin.
这就是为什么我们以前不觉得这是个犯罪，但是现在就觉得呢。
And that's why certain things we didn't feel like they were sins before.
这是因为这个主耶稣基督赐下的圣灵就在我们里面做工。
But we do feel like they're sin now because.The Holy Spirit that Jesus gave to all of us are doing work inside of us.
这个圣灵提醒我们，也纠正我们。
And the Holy Spirit is reminding us.
这就是保罗所描写的这个心理的律和肢体的律交战。
And correcting us. And this is what Paul was mentioning about the laws of the flesh and the laws inside of you, inside of your heart, that are battling, constantly battling each other.
这就是我们的心里的圣灵提醒我们，如果我们有犯罪的行为，我们的心里的圣灵非常敏感，就是那种交战的感觉。
So this is reminding us that if we commit sins, then the Holy Spirit is very sensitive and will remind us. And so that's why we always have that struggle, the feeling of a struggle as we were doing battle.
是啊，我下面本来是要讲这个神是信实公义但是我就是想，只要是我们在神面前愿意悔改，愿意接受圣灵的带领，我们的神就会在这个地上天天的带领我们。
And so next I want to share about how God is trustworthy and how He's righteous, but also I believe that as long as we have this repentful heart before Him, He will lead us.
其中呢 就有一点呢，我特别想分享一下，看看我们的神是不是公义的。
So one thing I want to share with you so that we can take a look at whether our God indeed is just.
所以呢我今天呢 要看一看这个还是看一下这个故事，我们那我们看一下创世纪里面的这个故事，我们要稍后神是公义的，往下面一个 page。
Let's take a look at Genesis, a story in Genesis that shows, shows that our God is just.
所以你看，在这个创世纪里面是讲到这个索多玛、俄摩拉的故事，我们都比较熟，我就屏幕上看一下。就是创世纪十八章，我们就分开读吧，就没几节啊，我就讲一下。耶和华说：“索多玛、俄摩拉的罪恶甚重，声闻于我。”
And so we're taking a look at the story of Solomon and Gomorrah in chapter 18. So verse 21 it says, "I'll go down now and see if they have done entirely according to its outcry which has come to me, and if not, I will know."
二人转离那里向索多玛去，但亚伯拉罕仍旧站在耶和华面前。
Verse 23.Abraham came near and said, "Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked?"
我往下面跳一点，就跳到三十一章。亚伯拉罕说，我还敢对主说话，倘若在那里见到二十个怎么样？为这二十个的缘故，神说，为这二十个的缘故，我也不毁灭那城。
And we'll skip to verse 31 and then verse 32. Then he said, Oh, may the Lord not be angry, and I shall speak only this once. Suppose 10 are found there. And he said, I will not destroy it on account of the 10.
这个故事大家弟兄姐妹都很熟悉，我也不重复那个再多讲这个故事。
So we're all very familiar with this story, so I won't go into detail.
我只是想一下，这个看一下，从这个故事看一下神是怎样做事的，对我们的罪的事情。
But I just want to see, I'm going to go and take a look at how God deals with sin.
这个神在判断这个罪恶之前，一定要断定这个罪恶是极其重的。所以他这里经文有讲到，罪恶甚重，声闻于我。
And so before God casts his judgment, he must make sure that it is deemed as extremely serious. And that's why he said that outcry is indeed great, and their sin is exceedingly grave.
我们知道这两个城最后都被神毁灭了。如果他们的罪不重，神应该不会毁灭他们。
For we know that ultimately these two cities were destroyed, and we know that if they weren't exceedingly serious, God probably wouldn't have destroyed the cities.
我们再来看，神知道他们的罪孽深重以后，耶和华做了什么
？And so let's take a look at what after God realized that, confirmed that their sins were extremely serious. What did He do?
所以，耶和华就做了什么呢？他说：“我现在要下去查看他们所行的是否竟像那达到我耳中的那一样。若是不然，我必也必知道。”
For he said, "I'll go down now and see if they have done entirely according to its outcry, which has come to me. And if not, I will know."
所以神很生气的时候，神也不是马上毁灭他们，神是经过仔细考虑、仔细确认的。
So.Even though God was very angry, he didn't went out to destroy them immediately, but rather he wanted to take a look to make sure.
所以我们就看下面的故事，亚伯拉罕向神求情的故事。
And so now we come to the part where Abraham was begging God.
从50到45, 40, 30, 20, 最后10.
And he was bartering with God. He bartered from 50 righteous people down to 45, down to 40, 30, 20, and ultimately 10 righteous people.
我们看亚伯拉罕求神不要动怒，神真的是有耐心。
And so from this we can see that when Abraham begs God not to be to be angry so quickly, God truly showed his patience.
所以亚伯拉罕一次一次的求神，神没有动怒。
And Abraham.Again and again begged God, and indeed God did not anger.
神不是轻易毁灭就是毁灭那城的。
So God, for God did not just make the decision to destroy the cities on a whim.
所以即使是神，只要有十个敬畏神的人，神就不毁灭那一城。
Ultimately, he said, God said that as long as we can find 10 righteous people in the city, I will not destroy them.
所以我是觉得神是那又公义又怜悯的神。
So that's why I feel like God is so just and merciful.
只要我们在神面前悔改，能够认自己的罪。
As long as we can repent before God and recognize our own sins.
神是公义，是信实的，必要赦免我们的罪。
He is just and is trustworthy, and He will forgive us of our sins.
洗净我们一切的不义。
And to cleanse us of all faults.
让我们祷告。
May we have prayer.
亲爱的主，天父，真是感谢主，让我们在这里与弟兄姐妹分享主的信息。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this day, for this time that we can share this message with brothers and sisters.
真是我们真的是受了耶稣基督宝血洗净罪孽的人，不能再犯罪了。
And indeed, that we as people who have received the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot sin anymore.
我们心里的圣灵带领我们，以后今后也不再犯罪。
And the Holy Spirit lead us so that we may not sin in the future.
愿神慈爱的双手能够天天拉住我们。
May God's merciful hands hold on to us each and every day.
带领我们走这个地上的义路。
And to walk this righteous path on earth.
就像我们今天所唱的诗歌一样。
Like the hymn that we sang today.
耶和华的灵一直在那里带领我们。
The Spirit of the God Jehovah continues to guide us.
谢谢主，感激祷告，奉靠耶稣基督圣名。
Thank you, Lord, and pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.